while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good morning, church. Oh, I want to sing too. I want to sing, "Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance." I just want to praise him. But we can praise God anyhow. Yes, we can praise God. And it's time for the word, so I'm going to do just that. And we've just had the scripture read to us. It's beautiful seeing you all from up here, the many colors, and you know, you just look wonderful from here. God bless you today. Yes, it's a time to, you know, be courageous. And our topic, you know, the courage to continue, indicates that something had started and it needs to go on. And that is what we are going to talk about today, the courage to continue, as is shown in the scripture, Acts chapter 4, 13 to 20, which has just been read to us. This story is a well-known one. And of course, you know, like Andrea was saying last week in her sermon, we, the children of God, we as Christians, we know the word. And we, you know, a lot of us, you know, a lot of you might know even more than I do. And so, coming here this morning and bringing a sermon to you will not be telling you anything that you don't know. All we are doing is sharing the word of God with you. And taking Paul's encouragement as he gave us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, which reads, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, in fact, just as you have been doing all along." So, of course, the scripture is here for our benefit. And, you know, we talk about nourishment and food. We nourish our spiritual body from the Word of God. So the Word of God is nourishment as we build each other up from the Word. So this morning, if the team could put up for us our introductory reading, the introduction, right, which says that most people do not want to be alone in this world. Yet, in a world that continually calls us to fall in line and conform to societal values, how can we live out our faith that calls us to stand up and stand out for Jesus? So today we are called, and I'm reminding you that as a Christian, you're commissioned to stand up and stand out for Jesus. Pastor Deji alluded to where we are now, but we have some example here about standing up and standing out for Jesus, which is exactly what this story is about, Peter and John. So let's break it down a little. What does it mean to be alone in this world, firstly? What does it mean? Being alone isn't a good thing. It's not. Because it could mean that you're without friendship, you're without connections, you're having no one else around you. You're alone, solitary, single, unescorted, unattended. So being alone isn't very attractive. It's not, no wonder nobody wants to be alone. Because it's not the done thing. It's not something that our society accepts, loneliness. In fact, there are many provisions in our society that set up so that people aren't alone. It seems it's so undesirable because, you know, to be alone means that you're vulnerable. And so nobody wants to be alone. In society, we have laws and rules that everyone wants to conform to. Everybody wants to be like everybody else. That's the society requirements. And of course, you're expected to accept and comply to what is given to you. You're expected to identify with particular group, particular ways of thinking, or you're expected to take on board all the values of that society because it's important. It's important because these behavior then normalizes and helps society to function smoothly. And other types of behavior, being solitary or standing out, isn't always accepted in our society. So it's no wonder that everybody wants to be like everybody else. But the story we have today of John, of Peter and John, it was not so. They didn't want to be like everybody else because they were commissioned by Jesus to go into the world, preach the gospel to every corner of the world so that men and women will come to know him as Savior and as Lord of their lives. And you know, as Christians, we don't have to be alone, or we are never alone, because Jesus said he will be with us till the very end of time. In Matthew 26:46, you know, he died on the cross so that we won't be alone. Even though he was alone from his Father momentarily, the purpose of dying on the cross was for us so that he could be with us always to the end of time. So, what is it? What is it when we are required by Jesus to stand up and stand out in the world? We see here the example of Peter and John. And our text today covers what happened to them when they stood out in the name of Jesus. When they stood out and commit a miracle for this lame man. And we picked up the story with, you know, the reaction of the Sanhedrin council and Peter's assertion that they did what they did in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter that it's not accepted. It doesn't matter. They were being obedient to the commission of Christ, that they preach the gospel, heal the sick, and bring the love of Jesus. Of course, the Sanhedrin didn't like it. They felt frustrated that here they were with two men repeating what Jesus did, healing the sick. They didn't like it. Nor did they like Peter and John, because people were listening to them and following them as they preached the gospel. So they weren't like everybody else. They were creating transformation in that world. They were creating change. And people who are in power, they don't like changes. They don't like to be challenged. They were challenging the status quo by doing what Jesus commissioned them to do. They were standing up and standing out. And this is what we have to do in today's society. This is what we have to do in order to carry out the commission that Jesus gave to us. We have to be disruptors. We have to change things in society, because remaining the same doesn't cut it, because Jesus came and died to bring change, to bring about salvation. And this is what the Sanhedrin couldn't understand. They were teachers of the law, but they could not understand that they could not be saved by the law. Only through salvation in Jesus Christ could they be saved, and they could not accept it. Moreover, here were two men who were uneducated, two men whose profession were fishermen, telling them about the law and about salvation. You cannot be saved by the law, but you have to come to Jesus. And they didn't like the message of repentance. They didn't like it. And so they wanted to stop them. They wanted to shut them up. And we're living in that society today. Many people don't want to be told, you are a sinner and you need to be saved. People don't like that kind of thing anymore. But we are commissioned by Jesus. We are commissioned to go forth, bring the gospel. Standing out means that we have to be different. Standing out means that we have to accept that we won't be liked, we won't be accepted. But nevertheless, Jesus is with us. He is the one who tells us that, go forward, because I will be with you till the very end of the world. It doesn't matter how you are seen, whether you're seen as a threat. It doesn't matter. You are obeying the commission and the command of the Master, Jesus Christ. And this same council, funnily enough, well, they were the ones who accused Jesus. They were the ones who plotted and have him killed because they didn't want change. This is the world we're living in. People don't want change. They want to follow each other. They didn't want change. They were challenged. And they could not accept it. They could not accept it because they were the judges, the leaders of society. They considered themselves to be elders and rabbis, you know, teaching the people. So when Jesus came and told them that the law is there, but it doesn't save you. It does not. It will not save you. Only through the blood of Jesus will you be saved, and faith in him. So they crucified him. I know it was in God's plan for that to happen, but they crucified him because they didn't like the message that he brings. And this is what standing out is. People are not going to like it. They're not going to like you. They're not going to accept you. Nevertheless, it is our duty to obey God rather than obey man. And, you know, having killed Jesus, they thought that was the end of it. But after Pentecost and the disciples were empowered, they went forward fearlessly, fearlessly, because they were empowered through the power of the Spirit and the presence of Jesus with them. So they weren't afraid. As our verse says, be not afraid, be not afraid. There's nothing to fear because Jesus is with us. So the example of Peter and John today is answering the question, how can we live out our faith that calls us to stand up and stand out for Jesus? It doesn't matter that they were threatened with prison and possibly death. It didn't matter. They were there to fulfill their mission, to tell of the love of Jesus, to command sickness to disappear, as they did with this man. And, you know, the Sanhedrin could not deny it, because there was this man standing with them, whole. He was no longer lame. He was whole as they command his legs to stand, the strength in his leg to return through the power of the Spirit. And we have to do the same. We have to do the same. We can't follow the conventions of society. Yes, there are rules and laws that we have to abide by and obey. But when it comes to the gospel of Christ, he has commissioned us to go forward. Go forward and tell of the love of God. Tell that there's a life after death. There's a life for everyone. There's eternal life. There's everlasting life for everyone who accepts Jesus. And it really doesn't matter where you do that. Demonstrating the love of God is our mission. And it brings about a change. Our mission is to change society. It's not easy. Of course it's not easy. It's not meant to be. Nothing new is meant to be. Change and transformation is challenging. But the disciples and apostles brought about change, which was not just spiritual, but secular. Society, the society change as people begin to believe in Christ. And if you remember in the message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were joined to the church. And many who had possessions, who were wealthy, they sold what they had, brought it to the disciple to distribute. Now there's a change. To distribute amongst the people. No one was in need because of the change that was brought through the gospel. This is how we can live out our faith. This is how we are called to stand out and to stand up, to challenge those in positions of power. And whether that be in our workplace, in our homes, on the street, or elsewhere, we are called to challenge the status quo as Christians. We cannot sit by and accept what is, because Jesus is looking to us. He's looking at us. He said, I am with you. So go. Go, I am with you till the very end of the world. And the Holy Spirit is there to empower you. He said, don't worry about what you're going to say. I will give you the words to say through the power of the Spirit. Yes, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. I mean, we've seen people being challenged. We've seen it on social media. We've seen it on the news, how people have been arrested for speaking in today's society, for speaking the word, because no one wants to hear. And that is the thing. They don't want to be told that you have to repent and be converted. No one wants to be told that. Nevertheless, we have a message to bring. And, you know, it's really strange, because even though society is asking us to conform and to be like everybody else, all their top achievers are individuals. The people who they recognize are individuals. If we look at sports, Lewis Hamilton, Shelley Ann Fraser, there's a gentleman called Nim Pujab who scale the highest mountain in Everest. All these people, they're individuals who've been recognized by society, yet society wants us to be like everybody else. As Christians, we cannot be like everybody else. We can't. Our mission is to be like Christ, to take the message to those that need it. Peter and John stood out and stood up. so that the gospel would be preached in all the world. They were not interested in the social norms, but rather in obeying what Christ has commanded them to do. And as I said, the world has changed. We have to find our own context in which to tell people about Christ, in which to bring the words. When we live out our faith that calls us to stand up and stand out, we become different. We become different. We're seen different. Through the Spirit, we can be bold even though we are tested and we have opposition. The same Spirit that these three Hebrew boys had when they were told, no, you can't believe in God. You can't believe in God. And they were therefore thrown in a fiery furnace. But what happened? That same king said, I threw three men in. I can see four. This is the power of faith in God. When you stand up in faith, he will stand with you. No matter what, he will stand with you. He'll be there. And we have countless examples of prophets, disciples. Remember Isaiah. He stood out and stood up for Jesus, for God. Remember the prophets of Baal when they challenged him. And he said, all right, let us lay an altar to our God. You lay an altar to your God. I will do an altar for my God. And these prophets, they cried to their God Baal all day, doing all sorts of things, cutting themselves and doing all sorts of things, but there was no answer. It was his turn, Elisha. He called on his God. He called on his God. And fire came down from heaven. We have many examples. Paul and even Peter in prisons, when they were bound, the angel came and loosed them. The chains fell off. Paul was the same. He had to tell the prisoner, don't harm yourself because we are safe. But God will deliver us. He will deliver us from whatever challenges we find ourselves in. Just be faithful. Believe him. And he will be with you in whatever circumstance you find yourself. Just be obedient to him and be faithful, because he's faithful to us. You have the power in Christ. You have the power of the Holy Spirit to do wonders, to do miracles. And it's that faith in God that will show the world who you are in him and what he can do through you. So let us stand up. Let us stand out. Let us obey the command that Jesus has given to us to go out, share the love. We have it here, our theme here, to share the love of Jesus. Share the love. Because one day we will stand before him and we're going to be judged for those missed opportunities, for not sharing the love of Jesus. It's our duty. It's his command to us. And as I said, it's not easy. So today, if you're feeling that you want to bring changes, you want to make a difference, trust in God. Trust in him. He can make that difference through you. Today, if you're feeling that you're carrying a burden and responsibility alone, look to Jesus. He will stand with you. It doesn't matter what the world is saying. He will stand with you. If you're feeling that, you know, you're challenged by family and friends because they want you to conform to their way of thinking, look to Jesus. He's there. He's with you. He will be with you till the end of time. That's his promise, which are true and faithful. So today, there's no need to fear about standing up or about standing up. Jesus died alone, as I said before, so that we will not be alone, so that he will be with us, as in he tells us in, or Paul tells us in Hebrews 13:5. We need not to fear, as Paul told us in 2 Timothy 2, verse 7. And you know, as Christians, we have to make the next generation know that Jesus is alive and is alive forevermore. And if they choose to, they can hang out with Jesus at any time, because he's there for them today. Right now, he's here. And he will carry us if we are weak. In the times when we feel that we cannot make it, he will carry us until we get to that place of strength that we can stand up and stand out for him. Trust in Jesus. His disciple did not give up. And as we know, all of them were killed. All of them were killed for the gospel. But they didn't give up. A lot of them were thrown in prison. But they didn't give up. They did not give up. They kept faithful. And if we keep the faith, then we know that he will stand with us. Peter and John were able to speak confidently, and because they were trained by Jesus for 3 years. And the Sanhedrin council saw that, knew that they had been with Jesus. We need the world to see that we are with Jesus. It doesn't matter what they say. We need them to see that we are, or we have been, with Jesus. So take courage, my friend and loved ones. Take courage. Have faith. Let us continue to build each other up in the Word of God. Listen to each other. Pray for one another. Because whilst Peter and John were with being judged, the brethren were praying. They were praying. There is power in prayer. So let us stand together. Let us stand together and stand out and stand up for Jesus.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.